It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Teresa Will, who is the administrator of the City County Health District office. Thanks, Teresa, for joining us today.
Well, hi. Thanks for having me.
Teresa, you had a big event on Wednesday, July 8th, and some good news. Of the nearly 500 people, all those tests were negative.
Yes, we had a large drive-through event, which I felt went very well. We've had great comments from community members. The National Guard did a wonderful job helping us, as well as many other partners in the community. But all of those tests came back negative.
Now, there was a few people who you had to turn away from that event, but you guys have another offer for free COVID testing on Wednesdays at the City County Health District office. Tell us about that.
We do. We are intending to test on Wednesdays from 4:30 to 5:30. And if the interest or the need is greater than that, we will add additional time. And we'll continue doing that on Wednesdays as long as the test kits are available to us. The State Health Department is changing some of the testing strategies right now, so we won't be able to have a large community testing event like we did last week, but we may be able to have a smaller event, say 150 or 200 test samples. But that still is to be determined. Right now, our plan is to test out of the health department, so it'll actually be a drive-up, and you would drive up to the west door at the health department, kind of our back door, and then we would come out and test you in your car.
That, again, would be Wednesdays from 4:30 to 5:30, but the caveat with that is that they have to call ahead and make an appointment?
Right, yes. We need to know how many people are scheduled and how make sure we have enough test kits available.
So make sure you call 845-8518, that's 845-8518, to set up an appointment for that free COVID-19 testing. Teresa, anything else to add before I let you go?
Well, I think it's a little bit interesting to know that of those almost 500 tests that we did, 355 were certainly Barnes County residents. 85 of them didn't have a county listed, so I'm not sure what county they were from. We did have a lot of other counties who had a couple or several people who were tested here as well.
And name some of those counties. It's interesting.
We had people coming all the way from Bottineau County, Stutsman, Steele, Burley, Morton, Cass, Ransom, Griggs, Lemoore, and Benson.
It's quite a wide area. So, well, we will look forward to your forthcoming news releases on any other events coming up in the meantime. Thanks for joining us today, Teresa.
Thank you.
There's Teresa Will, City County Health District Administrator, our guest here on our Voice of the Valley.